What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Bob, there's so much to talk about here. 412-928-9370. Before we get to our actual grades here for the Steelers offseason and for this trade in particular, what do we make of Minkah and Mike Tomlin's relationship? I got a text from somebody we both know saying, you know, something to the effect of maybe Minkah knew Tomlin can't coach. This was this person's opinion. It seemed, especially if you watch Hard Knocks, that, you know, it was Minkah and Tomlin, Tomlin, Minkah. That was his right-hand man. Yeah. That was his eyes and ears for his defense, you know, his voice for his defense, the highest paid defense in football, the chronically underperforming defense in the biggest games of the year, by the way. Was there a problem there?
I mean, you have to come to some conclusion that something didn't go right. Because no one really saw this coming. Minkah Fitzpatrick's still a young enough guy where he could be that difference maker that we saw in the first year and a half when he was here. All of a sudden, that all changed. The production went off, at least based on those, quote, splash plays. We didn't see any from Minkah Fitzpatrick. And that seemed to indicate that, well, okay, was this a schematic change or was this just Minkah not making, you know, proper calls back there as the quarterback in that secondary? I don't know. All I know is that his production went down. And if the Steelers didn't like that and felt they were overpaying for it, that's one thing. But maybe there was something internal that we don't know about. But clearly, nobody had any – I don't know about you, but I didn't see any. Dale Lawley was the only guy I saw who indicated that he thought back several months ago that he should consider – or they should consider releasing Minkah Fitzpatrick. And I had never seen anyone else say that. So
what?
Yeah, I think so. He tweeted something of that nature.
At the time?
Back in, yeah, several months ago. He said, just the way the performance has gone. So I don't know. Check his Twitter feed so I make sure I'm doing it. But I think he was the guy who did it. So there must have been something there that we don't know about. All I know is the production wasn't there. And when the production's not there and you pay for a premium position like that at that sort of salary, then...
That's what I think, too, is that the other stuff is still... just speculation to me until someone reports something definitive. It's about Minkah's performance on the field. He's a big play safety who never made big plays. Never. Never. He made one last year against the Ravens. And I realize, you know, it's a little more complicated than that. Like sometimes if you take away a big pass, like a team will scheme for a certain look of a certain situation. Mm-hmm. To go deep, like it comes up once in a game, and if your safety takes that away from them, you know, not dramatically, but just takes that opportunity away from them, nobody ever knows about it, but it might have been one of the biggest plays of the game, if you know what I mean. But objectively, the turnovers were just completely missing. I see our friend Nick Faribault wrote back in November limits, Pittsburgh radio host goes off on Steelers star, and it was about me. Did you know that Faribault wrote a story like that?
No. Congratulations on all your success.
I guess so,
what
right?
What did you say?
In Penn Live. Well, he said, Faribault said that Fitzpatrick was having, you know, the worst year of his career, allowing a passer rating of 135.8. Pro Football Focus had him as 18 receptions on 24 targets. 93.7 The Fan radio host Joe Starkey has had enough of the excuses, Bob.
Wow.
I can't believe this.
So you were one of the first to consider that maybe a possibility.
Yeah. I said he's a flat-out disappointment. He's given up a lot. I don't think they're just ignoring him the entire game. This isn't Darrell Revis in college, and I'll stand by that. I think this is mostly about production.
Right.
And I think sometimes the obvious... we're back? Yes, absolutely. Be careful driving around out there. We hear so many of those... of those warnings these days, it seems. Anyway, Minka, here's the bottom line. He wasn't good anymore. He was just okay. He certainly wasn't living up to his salary. He's a big play safety who literally never made a big play for a long time.
Yeah, just one interception and one forced fumble in the last 2 years.
2 years. I mean, it's just... It seems so obvious. Is it Occam's razor that the simplest explanation is the best explanation, Bob? So I don't know what their relationship was like, Tomlin and Minka. You know, Minka, did he suddenly wake up one day and say, Mike Tomlin can't coach? I doubt that. He had problems with Brian Flores, by the way. So maybe he did have a problem with Tomlin. I don't care. What they saw was... Do we want to pay this guy big money again after this season, or is now the perfect time to trade him if we get somebody who can not only help us maximize this one and done last dance type season, can help maximize Aaron Rodgers, and I would say that Ramsey and Jonnu Smith both fall under that maybe they can category, and in Ramsey's case, maybe he can still play to the point where you want to keep him beyond this year. He signed beyond this year for pretty big money, but you also don't have to. So they got out of the Minka dilemma of overpaying him, of not wanting to give him a new contract, and they got out of it while bringing in, you know, someone who can help not only maybe maximize this year, two guys, but also somebody who, if they still have it, and some corners last into their 30s that you still have, Bob, signed already.
I give Omar Khan and the Steeler front office a lot of credit for this. They have not been afraid of moving off from players who still have a lot of good football left in them, you know. And some teams need to consider that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Before it gets to be too late, and then you hang on. I think looking back at the Penguin situation with Malkin and Letang specific, before they got new contracts, they had an opportunity to move those guys and get something that would have accelerated what they're trying to do now.
Yeah.
But they didn't do it for reasons that they, you know, obviously like the fact that those guys have played together for a long time, tickets sold because of those guys, all of that stuff. But sometimes you got to do what's painful to do. And this, in a way, had to be painful. Minkah Fitzpatrick is a three-time All-Pro first-team player. So it's not easy to move, but they got a guy who has the same amount of those in Jalen Ramsey. But sometimes you got to shuffle the deck and see what happens. It was best for you, and they are certainly putting it all out there to try to do. And they're not done because they still have an unfinished T.J. Watt, and there could be another trade or a free agent signing to add to their wide receiving depth.
All right. So give me a grade for the offseason and a grade for this trade, Bob. No explanations necessary, just your grades, Professor Pompeiani.
I'm going to give the offseason an A because I think they've done everything they could to try to make the season relevant.
Holy bird milk, Bob.
Well, I mean, I don't know how else I can look at it. At the end of the year, we may change that grade, and I'm sure we will, at least from my point of view. But I like a front office that is willing to engage in whatever they need to do to make a season relevant.
Yes.
And to me, they've done that. So it's an A.
Holy ostrich milk limits. He gave the offseason an A grade. I give it a C grade. I'm in neutral right now.
An A grade might be more shocking than the Jalen Ramsey, Minkah Fitzpatrick trade.
I think that's become the bigger
story.
Well,
but how about
suddenly,
if it works? Then well, you'll
yes,
look back and
I'll
say...
then I'll upgrade. Right now,
right.
It's a C.
Okay.
I'm giving it a C. Because I don't think these moves have really, like, significantly upgraded them to the point where they're ready to win a playoff game. I really don't. And mostly, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is that guy. However, I'm more than willing to be wrong on this. I'm completely entertained by this, all of this.
Isn't that part of the offseason, too?
Sure.
Keeping them entertained?
It is. And it might work. It might. But most importantly, and this is the part where maybe I'll go up to a B-, Bob.
I like the fact there's no attachment beyond this
that's
season.
That's the key. That's the key,
so therefore it's
and
an A.
That's what I opened
with.
They
didn't give up anything in the future in terms
right.
of their picks.
Is that they haven't tied themselves to any of these guys. So if you
with the exception of Metcalf, but you'd want that.
For 2 years. That's it.
Right.
So they really haven't. 2 years, and they can move on from him, too.
Yeah, and Omar's good at moving money around, too. That's the other thing he can do. And knowing you're not paying a quarterback all that much money gives you more freedom than you normally have, which does factor into T.J. Watt, I think.
So if the launching point for the new Steelers is 2026, a new franchise quarterback, more young talent, tons of draft picks, let's go, starting in 26, they haven't done anything to sacrifice any part of that.
No.
At all, and they might have augmented it. I just don't think the all-in thing for this year's going to work. But with all these other factors, Bob, I'll go up to a B. How do you like that?
Oh.
You've convinced me. You've convinced me to go for a B.
No, that's a good grade.
Limit you.
I am
B minus. I'm going B minus.
Oh, you're shuffling. You're waffling. You're going from C to B to B minus. Now you're going to go to C plus.
You are waffling. You
Bob,
are...
Would you like to share that can of corn niblets for lunch today? And why is it here in the studio?
No. It looks like it's been here for a long time.
Corn niblets?
Corn niblets.
What?
Yeah.
What is that?
A niblet.
Corn? Are you familiar with corn?
I know what yeah. corn is,
Do
yes.
you know that the little niblets are the little kernels that come off the corn cob? And sometimes you can get a can of the niblets pre-prepared, Malzy?
I did not know that.
I mean,
no.
limits? I spent the whole day with Malzy yesterday.
You
I apologize.
Did. How was that? I saw
very
your video
enjoyable.
With Malzy.
Yeah, very enjoyable. We had a great time out there.
Did you see the video of Joe after he hit a great shot right off the tee?
Yeah.
And right
Did you
near
see
the
that,
pin.
Bob?
How about
right
that? Almost a hole-in-one.
And there
he was.
A hole-in-one.
There he was, putting his two fingers up to the sky.
That's his trademark move.
Yeah.
The trademark Starkey.
Yeah.
I also had, I don't know, what did I take? 80, 90 shots. I probably had 75 bad ones. But the good ones were caught on tape. So Bob gives the offseason an A. Honestly, I'll give it a B minus right now. How about you?
My grade is a B because I think that just as a B is in school, it's a passing grade. It's a good grade. It's not an A, but you also didn't struggle to a B. I think they've done some good things to make themselves better than last year. I just question how much better they truly are, which I think last year, I didn't really think they could win a playoff game. This year, I think they can with the moves they've made.
I think it's a team that's set up to have some great moments, but the longevity factor over 17 games We saw the age set in last year. Cam Hayward and TJ Watt were not themselves. It's by the end of the year, it's a long, long grind, and they have age at some key positions.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.